So we're going to, well, before we do that, actually, I want to share with you, we talked a little bit about the importance of feedback for your learning and how, you know, it's something that I would encourage you to highly value, the feedback that you get, so that you you know what to do more of and what to shift if you want to expand your skills. So in the land of NLP, we have something that we call the fish frame. And what that is, it goes back to some of the research that Gregory Bateson was doing on the communication patterns of dolphins and porpoises. And so part of the ways that they were funding their research in this project is they created, they would have, they would invite people in from the public to do these shows and show people how they train dolphins to do different behaviors. So they had a holding tank and a performance tank, and they would have three shows a day where they would have the public come and sit and watch, and they would bring a dolphin into from the holding tank to the performance tank, and they would wait for the dolphin to do some kind of conspicuous behavior. So the dolphin might, for example, just pop its head up out of the water in a certain way. And then the trainer, when they observed that behavior, would blow a whistle and give the dolphin a fish, and then would wait until the dolphin repeated the behavior again, blow the whistle, give the dolphin a fish. Well, dolphins being amazingly intelligent, they pick this up pretty quick, that they can get a fish if they just pop their head up out of the water. So they would they were able to train dolphins very quickly to do those kinds of behaviors. So the next show, what they would do is they wanted to train the dolphin to do a different behavior. So for the first two-thirds of the next show, the dolphin would come out expecting to get a fish when they would pop their head out of the water. But since the trainers wanted to teach them to do a different behavior, they wouldn't reward that behavior of popping up out of the water. And so the dolphin, after a while, would get a little frustrated because they weren't getting the response from the trainer, and so they might slap their tail on the water. And so then the trainer said, okay, this is a new behavior, so they would blow the whistle and give the dolphin a fish whenever they'd slap the tail on the water. Again, dolphin would learn very quickly, and they would slap the tail and get fish. So now here comes the third performance of the day. Again, they bring the dolphin in. The first two-thirds or so of the performance, they're not getting the response from the trainer with the slapping the tail. Trainer's waiting for a new behavior. And so as soon as the dolphin like came up and maybe he's turned or spun in a certain way, then the trainer would blow the whistle and give the dolphin a fish. So this went on for quite some time. And after a while, after a certain number of days, the dolphins would start to get frustrated because it spent two-thirds of their time they're not getting the response they want from the trainer. So the trainers learned very quickly that if they didn't give the dolphins unearned fish, in other words, they had to just give dolphins periodically fish just to keep them engaged, to keep the relationship going with them, because if the dolphins got too frustrated, they wouldn't perform at all. They wouldn't even cooperate with the trainers at all. So there was this distinction between the task fish and the relationship fish that the trainers were giving the dolphin. So the signal, the blowing of the whistle, was the signal to the dolphin that the trainer, saw you do something different, saw you do a different behavior. The reward for the behavior was the fish itself. And you notice in this story, there's no negative fish, right? They didn't give them like rotten fish or something like that if they didn't perform the way they wanted or something like that. There was no punishment or pain or discouragement, anything like that. They would just signal and reward the behaviors that they wanted the dolphins to continue or repeat. So the parable of the porpoise, as we like to call it, we thought how wonderful that would be as a way of helping us give each other feedback about the behaviors that we're doing in learning in class. So we have these awesome little fish that you can give each other as a way of giving feedback. So there are two kinds of fish that you could offer your classmates here. One kind of fish is a task fish or an earned fish. So what that would be is on the back of the piece of paper, you could write what you observed and what you liked about it. So what you observed is like the whistle. So we're giving whistles and fish. So what you observed, so you might give a person feedback, I observed you matching another person's physiology very well, and I thought it was very effective. So what you observed was the matching of their behavior, and then what you liked about it is that it got rapport. So you're giving them feedback about a specific thing that they did well, and what you liked about it, or what you thought was effective about it. And that's a task fish. So you're giving people the feedback to help them know what to keep doing, what to do more of, to expand their skills. The other kind is the unearned fish, or a relationship fish. And this is where you might give somebody a piece of feedback, just that's something maybe about them as a person, like, I really enjoy your laughter, or I feel really calm in your presence, something along those lines. So it's something more about them as a person as opposed to their behavior, something that they were doing. Does that make sense as far as what the intent of our little fishes are for? So there's fishes up here on the counter here. There's some in the back. And I would highly encourage you to gather up a bunch of them and freely give those fish to your colleagues. You can give them to the resource people. You can give them to anybody. And this was another thing that I implemented in youth corrections with the kids as a way of giving feedback to the kids, as opposed to, you know, the token economies and all the other stuff we had going on in there that were sometimes helpful and sometimes not. But this was just a way of giving feedback to them, that, and they would collect the fish, and they would keep them and periodically, you know, bring them out and read them. I still have all my fish from my practitioner training. And I know some other NLP practitioners that have fish bowls. Lori's got a fish bowl. And so you can gather up your fish, and if you're needing a little, you know, positive feedback, you can pull them out and read them. I still, every once in a while, pull mine out here now, you know, 20-some-odd years later, and like to read the fish. There's anchors to these fish, too, in my experience. Because I can look at the fish, I can look at the handwriting, I remember exactly who gave it to me. And their face comes into my mind, and it's kind of a nice way of reconnecting. Any questions or thoughts about the feedback fish? I think it's going to smell fishy in here pretty soon. All right.
You know, I've heard that story before with the B.F. Skinner studies, and wasn't it also like that there was going to be a performance, like they were going to do a performance so they could continue doing the study with, you know, the finances or whatever, and the corpses actually refused to perform in front of everyone because they weren't getting the relationship?
Yeah, I've heard different versions of this story as well. And I have heard that too, and I think that is part of the scenario, that if they didn't get the relationship fish, they just would refuse to perform. Another aspect, another detail though of the story that you just helped me remember was that so there were about 14 of these training sessions where this went on, where they were training the porpoises to do these behaviors, and at somewhere between the 14th and the 15th, there was this huge shift in the dolphins where they came in for the 15th performance, and it's like they were really extra excited. And they started doing all kinds of new behaviors. So they exhibited 8 new behaviors in this 15th scenario, 4 of which had never been seen in the species before. So there was something about this process that really awakened this, you know, creativity in the dolphins to exhibit these new behaviors. So, you know, that's another thing that the parable of the porpoise is the opportunity that if you get enough, you know, encouragement, encouraging each other, there may cross a threshold where all of a sudden a whole new host of new behaviors may show up that's expands your skill sets. So wouldn't that be fun to discover? So we're going to make a shift now into the land of rapport. Okay, so I'm going to invite you into a little discovery process. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to pair with somebody, and to position your chairs so that you're somewhat facing each other. It doesn't have to be like directly across from each other, but they could be slightly angled, but you're somewhat facing each other. And you'll take a moment or two and choose a topic that you have some disagreement about. So it could be in the arena of politics or sports or diet or the environment, something like that. So take a minute and explore and see if you have some difference of opinion on something. And again, hopefully the intent here is not to evoke any kind of craziness around it, okay? Just something that you have a little disagreement about. And so what I'm going to invite you to do is to have a little discussion about it, a little 3-minute discussion about it, but see if you can mirror. Actually, I want to change the sequence of this. Let me switch gears. Find a topic that you have agreement about first. Okay? Find something that you agree on, and again, it can be any of those domains. It can be, you know, politics, it could be diet, environment, any of those, sports. And find a topic that you have some agreement on, have a 3-minute discussion about it, but when you do so, mismatch their physiology. Okay? So for example, if they're leaning forward, you might lean back. Okay? If their weight is shifted on one side, you shift it to the other. If they're breathing fast, you breathe slow. If they're talking loud, you talk softly. So do something to mismatch their physiology in some significant way. So, and notice how that changes the quality of your conversation. Does that make sense? Then, the second part of the exercise is to find something you have a little disagreement on, talk about it for 3 minutes or so, but this time match their physiology. So this time, if they're leaning forward, you lean forward. If they make big gestures, you make big gestures. If they make small gestures, you make small gestures. Try to see if you can match their breathing, match their weight shifts. And notice how that changes the quality of your conversation. So do you understand the steps? Okay.
So is one person the mimicker then?
No, you're both going to. Okay. So first topic is something you agree on, but you mismatch physiology. Then the second 3 minutes, you're going to a topic that you agree on, but mismatch your physiology. I just confused myself. First one is you agree. Agree and mismatch. Disagree, match. Oh my God, you're so smart. Thank you. You don't want to get to the level of disagreement where you're gonna like have a relationship problem. You know what I mean? Huh? Yeah, you might want to avoid politics or religion kind of thing. But some minor disagreement, like maybe it's something like, you know, something around, you know, diet, personal habits, you know, the kinds of TV shows you like, the kind of music you like. I mean, it could be something relatively minor so that you're not like fighting with them.